Jess in with you this morning. Now, on Sunday, we saw a very hot, dry day. We saw winds that made for the perfect conditions for fires to start. And thankfully, we did pretty much escape unscathed in the Upper Hunter. Today is going to be another hot one, but because we don't have those winds, there isn't as much of a risk, but we all still need to make sure we're on top of things. To talk about this a little bit more, the Hunter Valley District Manager with the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, Ken Heppelwhite, joins me this morning. Ken, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jessica.
That's good. Now, Sunday, how did we go in the Hunter region? We did see some grass fires around.
Yeah, there were a few small ones. The Hunter escaped fairly well. The conditions were fairly dry. We had up to 44 degrees up here at Singleton, so very lucky. We've been lucky that over the last 6 to 8 weeks we've had a bit of rainfall with our afternoon thunderstorms coming through, and that sort of got just enough green in the grass to ease our conditions at the moment.
Yep. And today we're not looking at fire conditions as bad as they were on Sunday?
No, that's right. At this stage, the conditions are quite good. There may be a chance of a bit of a late southerly change sometime through. But we just need to bear in mind that if fires do start and we do have those wind changes, that we just need to be mindful that sometimes the fires can change direction to what we originally thought they were going to be with the change in wind.
Yeah. We heard from the New South Wales RFS Commissioner, Rob Rogers, a couple of days ago, and he was talking about, you know, the fire threat for this fire season, that the threat is still there and we shouldn't be complacent, even though it hasn't been as bad so far this year. But the threat is kind of different in the fact that we're not off the back of 4 years of drought, and there's been so much burnt out last fire season, and that is those grass fires that are more of the concern.
Yeah, that's right. With the recent rainfall we've had, that has produced a fairly significant grass growth. But again, as quick as it grows, it dies off as well and then becomes available fuel for the fires. So, it's not out of the woods. So we definitely be on our guard and prepared that, a few days or weeks of this weather and that grass growth will be ready to burn again.
Yeah. And we talk about being prepared, and when we talk about being prepared, we're talking about having a bushfire survival plan, making sure the house is well prepared as well.
That's right, yeah. Everybody in the house needs to know what the plan is and where we're going to go and what action we're going to take. And, you know, when we give warnings out like, prepare, act, survive, you know, they know what that means. They've got contingencies if they have animals. They know what they're going to do with their animals and stock and, just have a good plan and everyone knows what that plan is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And for us here in the Upper Hunter, are there areas that are perhaps going to be more of a concern as we head into these warm days?
The whole of the Upper Hunter area does have significant grass growth. So potentially anywhere in the Upper Hunter has the potential to create fire and causes problems. Just at the moment, it looks green and it's okay, but that won't last for long, and we just need to be prepared for it.
Yeah. Considering how the fire season's gone so far, we haven't seen those emergency level bushfires across the state that we already had seen by this time last year. As much as you can and can't predict things, how do you think the rest of the fire season is going to play out? Do you think it's going to get as bad, or surely not?
Let's definitely hope not. We think it's probably going to be about a pretty typical fire season this year. So we'll definitely have our regular fires, and we'll have a few that will flare up and cause us a bit of problems, but not to the extent that they did last year.
Yeah. Well, Ken, if anybody wants information on those bushfire survival plans, on how to prepare their homes, where's the best place to get all of that information?
Sure, just on the RFS website, or contact their local district office, depending on which district they're from, or just call RFS 1800 number.
Fantastic. Well, Ken, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
No problem.